B'tachin for Life, Shir 383, Sunday, Parshas Korach. We are discussing the second pasuk that the Yerushalmi brings, and the Yerushalmi teaches us that if we constantly mention these psukim, we will be zeicha to bracha, we will be zeicha to a full and happy life. And we explain that the transition from pasuk 1 to pasuk 2 is the transition from the foundation of B'tachin to B'tachin itself. The foundation of B'tachin is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, how involved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our life. The more we internalize that, the more we set the foundations to build the building of B'tachin on top of that. And this pasuk is focusing primarily on having B'tachin. And it doesn't make a difference what kind of B'tachin you have. We mentioned that there are really 10 levels of B'tachin, and we said that specifically the first few levels can really be attributed to the first pasuk, to the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me. But it doesn't make a difference which level of B'tachin you are focusing on. Whether you are willing to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, whether you hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, whether you feel you're under the shelter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you don't pay attention to what's going on, whether you're convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you the Yeshua, he might send you the Yeshua, any level of B'tachin that you have, any level of B'tachin that you have falls under the umbrella of the second pasuk of the Yerushalmi. And let's analyze this pasuk for a moment. The pasuk is not telling you how to feel B'tachin. The pasuk is not telling you that you should feel B'tachin. The pasuk is making a statement, and it's a very powerful statement to work on your subconscious feelings of B'tachin. The pasuk is making a seemingly innocuous statement. Hashem Tzvakas, we're talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so to speak. Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach. Praiseworthy is a person that relies on you, that has B'tachin in you. And there's a very powerful secret in that pasuk. And that is, you can convince yourself from today to tomorrow you should be having B'tachin. Everyone should be working on their B'tachin. The best way to attain B'tachin is to explain to yourself how lucky you are if you will get B'tachin. Because if you think about it, the richest and happiest people on this planet are people that live with B'tachin. Even people that have money, even people that have atzlacha, are not truly happy. Happiness and contentment can only come from true B'tachin. And therefore, you're not even talking to yourself, so to speak. You're making a statement, a true statement. Hashem Tzvakos Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach. We all want to be Ashrei. We all want to be matzliach in materialistic items, in spiritual items, in our families, in our society, in our neighborhoods. We all want to have atzlacha. We all want to be happy. And therefore we state a very important statement. Hashem Tzvakos Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach. A person that has B'tachin will always be Ashrei, will always be praiseworthy, will always be matzliach in every area in life. I'm not telling myself to have B'tachin. I'm telling myself if I want to be from the lucky few, I better work on my B'tachin.